One man, who is all of us, stood just about the sidewalk at the break of day, looking far ahead and hoping to cross that which is God. He, who is all of us, had scarcely existed between the splits in pavement, but managed to walk on concrete to the defiled and definite. There are strange men and pretentious yet tainted women-colored hips and weapons-carrying criminals on street corners, part of which are sidewalks. He had a small oblique home, which is relative, but he hadn't been in days. The street corner will keep you. It is a cursed magnet. And he heard God and his Israelites only walked on streets called straight. This was unfortunate, for he noticed three bends in the sidewalk 2 yesterdays ago. The bearded, suited compassion of a man with books to sell on the street said that if you stay still, God will only need to take one step to get to where you are. And he, which notwithstanding is us, desired no elaborate voyage to a splendidly fading utopia. He only wanted to cross that which is God. So in the corner of what he thinks he should call spirit, he pleads in the center of his muted tear, "If you can hear me, I'd love for you to listen.
I'd love for you to listen.
I'm sure you've heard my silent sobs that I only keep
inside. I'm sure you've heard my silent sobs that I only keep inside when I think I'm trying to reach you. And now, in an attempt to get closer to you so I can hear you listening to me, I'm beginning to walk away from my home and the sidewalk on an intent and altogether sincere search for wherever you are. And something inside tells me that you are coming exactly to where I am. And so I'm continuing to move in an attempt to call you, Jesus, toward light in the break of days away from everything I used to know. If you can hear me, I'm sure you've heard my silent sobs. Direct my stride.
I'm sure you've heard my silent sobs.
I'd love you to listen.
Direct my stride.
While I'm
I'd love for you to listen while I'm beginning to walk.